A shiny gold shield flips through the air and floats in a cloudy blue sky. Logo, Warner Brothers Pictures. A Time Warner Company. On a black background, a banner reads, Scholastic. Wispy clouds drift in a blue sky. In the middle of the ocean, a forested island is shaped like a dog bone. Neighborhoods poke out of the trees. Along the shoreline, a lighthouse perches on a cliffside. Words appear, Warner Brothers Pictures presents, a Scholastic entertainment film. Clifford's really big movie. In a park, a girl searches. A giant red dog bursts from the trees.
You and me, tearing down the pavement, racing to catch up with no one else but you.
Hurry up, Cole! We're gonna be late for the carnival!
It's only going where we started being. You and me.
Clifford licks her.
You and me. You and I was me. You were you. That's just how it
Let's
was.
Let's go!
She rides on Clifford's back. He races a train. The conductor waves. Leaping over the train, Clifford bounds past a map of the island. He gallops through the neighborhood. At night, carnival lights glow. Crowds enjoy the carnival. At a stall, a girl throws a ball at cans. A man wears a uniform.
Hello, Mrs. Diller. How are you and your little puffball Cleo tonight?
Oh, you know us. We just love the rides and the excitement of the carnival. And you?
You know us guys. We just love the food. Right, T-Bone?
No kidding.
Come on! I'll race ya!
The girl who rode Clifford is on a spinning ride with friends. Clifford's head moves in circles as he watches. His eyes twirl.
Hiya, Clifford!
Clifford is dizzy.
Hey, Cleo, where's T-Bone?
Well, he was right behind me.
T-Bone swallows a whole sandwich.
Hey, T, you having a good time?
Yeah, this place is the best.
I know.
The ride stops.
So what's next, guys? The roller coaster?
How about the bungee drop?
No way. I'm through with rides.
Come on, Clifford.
Hey, how about this? Larry's Amazing Animals.
Well, at least nothing's moving. Come on.
They enter an enclosure.
I can't wait.
Shh, starting.
A man appears on a stage.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Larry Gablegobble, and I'm proud to present to you the most amazing animals you'll ever see under one roof. And now, I present to you a powerhouse hooch, a muscle-bound mutt, that ripped-up rover, Rod. Rodrigo, Chihuahua of Steel!
Rodrigo is a tiny dog.
Don't let his size fool you, folks. He may be small, but this pup packs a punch.
Rodrigo lifts a heavy weight over his head. He spots a boy in the crowd eating a hot dog. His arms tremble and he licks his lips. Rodrigo teeters. He falls through the floor, then crawls out.
Are we having fun yet?
Okay, I'd like to present our next act, featuring another courageous creature. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dirk the Extreme Jackson!
At the top of a high ramp, Dirk wears a helmet and rocket-powered roller skates. He lights the rockets and lowers his goggles. He speeds down the ramp. The rockets shoot flames. He zooms around a loop. Dirk soars off the ramp. Larry dodges him as Dirk bounces off the walls, leaving a trail of smoke behind him. Catapulting skyward, his parachute opens and he floats down.
Come on, people, let's give it up for that daredevil Dirk!
Clifford grins.
And now, the grand finale. I'm proud to present to you Dorothy, the Daring Cow, starring in High Wire Heifer!
You can do this. You've done it before. Keep your head up, eyes on the sky. Don't look down, don't look down, don't look down.
I ask you, is she not utterly cowrageous?
This is so lame!
This is so...
amazing! And now, if that isn't daring enough, I proudly introduce the star of our show, Shackelford, the high-flying parrot!
Shackelford swings over the crowd on a trapeze. Letting go, he flips and grabs the bar. Now, he swings by his knees. The ferret leaps between trapezes, then flips. He lands on Dorothy on the tightrope.
Catch, Shackelford!
Shackelford juggles.
That's my girl, Dorothy. You're doing real good. Just don't look down.
In the crowd, a boy lets go of his balloon. It rises past Dorothy. Dorothy looks down.
Oh, steady, girl. Steady.
This acting is just brilliant.
Dorothy sickens and teeters.
Steady.
The juggling pins land on Larry.
Is this thing supposed to happen?
The tight rope sags. The two animals dangle upside down. On the ground, Rodrigo pulls on the rope's end. Shackelford is face to face with Dorothy.
Listen very carefully. Don't look down.
I got you, Dorothy.
Larry scrambles. Rodrigo is pulled into the air and twirls around a pole. Larry tries to support Dorothy, but she loses her grip. Shackelford is launched into the sky. Dorothy squishes Larry.
It's all right, everybody. It's all under control.
Shackelford drops.
No need.
On Larry's head.
Panic.
The crowd has left. At the entrance, a bald man slaps his forehead. Outside, Clifford is with his friends.
Wow, that was really...
amazing! They were unbelievable! They were stupendous! They were...
really good! Ooh, you said it, T-Bone.
Hey! Let's go back and get their autographs.
Or we could get them to sign something for us.
Great idea.
Yeah.
In Larry's tent.
Hey, guys, you gave it a great try. I'm proud of you. Dirk, that ollie was wicked. And Rodrigo, your power lift has a potential. Dorothy, your act brought down the house. And you, Shackelford, the shining star of the show. You were the best.
The bald man enters.
Barrett.
Spotting the frown on the man's face, Larry's smile vanishes.
Back in a while, gang.
Larry goes. Shackelford follows him.
What do you think PT wants?
He probably loved the show so much that he wants us to start doing two shows a night.
Definitely.
This is not a personal decision, Larry. It's a business decision. You know why I'm here, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. Your show is failing.
All I'm asking for is a little more time, PT.
Larry, we've had this conversation 100 times.
If you take back the tent and this bus, where would my animals live?
You haven't made a dime in years. My carnival is not a charity.
The show's gotten better.
That's not my point. I know how much you care for them. I know how much your animals need you.
I'm all they've got.
Larry, I just don't think I can give you any more time.
All I need is 3 more weeks.
3 weeks? What can you do in 3 weeks that you haven't done in 3 years?
Come here, I'll show you. Watch this.
Introducing Tummy Yummy's Pet Talent Contest. I'm J. George Wolfbottom, CEO of the Tummy Yummies Corporation, and this is my daughter, Madison.
Howdy, y'all!
We're looking for the most talented pets in the country. Think your animal has the stuff? My talent scouts might, too. You and your pet could win fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies. So keep an eye out for us.
And we'll keep an eye out for y'all.
That's it? That's your plan?
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Larry, how do you even know this contest is for real?
Oh, it's been everywhere. Check this out.
What's this?
It's a magazine ad. The final competition is in 3 weeks. I just know my animals can pull it off.
3 weeks. Okay, 3 weeks. After that, the bus, the tent, everything goes back to me. Understand?
Thanks, PT. You're a real friend.
Or a real fool.
Pete tosses the ad. Larry retreats into his school bus house. Out of sight, Shackelford sneaks over to the garbage can and retrieves the ad. He reads.
Fame? Fortune? Lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies.
Shackelford rolls up the ad and hurries back to the tent.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, have I got news for you!
What's that?
This, my dear Dorothy, is our destiny.
Destiny. Cool.
It's a contest that we are going to win.
What kind of contest?
Oh, a contest for talented, unique, amazing animals.
Hey, like, that's us!
I'll bet our show can win it. We are amazing, aren't we?
Totally.
With our current act? No. Reality check, guys. We need to think outside the cage. We need something new. Something the people have never seen before. Are you with me? We need something big. Hey! Need something big. I need something big of me.
Behind Shackelford, Clifford appears. The others stiffen.
Hello there.
As the animals run for cover, Clifford smiles. One by one, they peek out from the hiding spots. Clifford opens a trunk. Inside, Shackelford cowers.
Oh, please don't eat me. Please, I'm just a ferret. There's no good meat on me.
I don't want to eat you.
No? Then what you want?
Just your autograph.
My what?
All of yours, if you don't mind. You guys are incredible.
There you are.
What's your name?
Clifford. And this is Cleo and T-Bone.
Love the show. Phenomenal.
Super duper-ific.
You must all lead such exciting lives.
Well, I don't think that we particularly...
Of course we do. Between the shows, the travel, the crowds of adoring fans. Yeah, it's pretty cool. How about you guys? You in the biz?
Well... I don't like to brag or anything, but it's often been said that I do have, talent.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that vibe. So, would y'all be interested in joining our cast?
What? You mean be in your show?
That's just the beginning. I'm talking about TV. Have you guys ever heard of Tummy Yummies?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Well, check this out. They're having a talent contest in 3 weeks. The winners get fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies.
Wow.
I can go grab Larry right now and sign you up. It's no problem.
Oh, thank you. But we could never...
Just pass up an offer like this. Clifford, T-Bone, Doggy Conference outside now, please. We'll be right back.
Clifford follows his friends.
Guys... I think we should consider this.
What?
I'd never leave Emily Elizabeth.
Or Sheriff Lewis.
And what about Mrs. Diller? You'd really miss her.
Gee, I hadn't thought about that. It's just, it all seems so exciting.
So, is there a problem?
Sorry, guys. Sounds like fun. We're sticking around here. But thanks anyway.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, man, wait! Take this little souvenir with you. And in case you change your mind, we'll be with PT's Carnival tomorrow night on the mainland.
Thanks.
Well, take care, you guys. I'm sure we'll see you again next year.
Okay.
Okay, sure thing.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, so close yet so far.
Shackelford enters the tent. On a sunny morning, two birds flutter over a yellow house. In the backyard, Clifford's doghouse is as big as the yellow house. The birds land on a tree branch. The blue bird sits in a nest. In her room, Emily Elizabeth jumps out of bed and goes to her balcony.
Good morning, Clifford! How are you, boy?
He licks her.
Ready for breakfast? I'll be down in a minute, okay, pal?
Clifford bounces. On her tricycle wheelbarrow full of dog food, Emily Elizabeth rides up a ramp to the edge of Clifford's giant bowl. Her neighbor watches.
There you go, boy. Yummy, yummy.
The bowl fills.
I'll be back with more.
Would you look at the size of that dog's breakfast?
Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Morning, sweetheart. Morning, Clifford.
Whoa.
Good morning, Horace.
You know, I just don't know how you do it year after year.
Do what?
Feed that dog. Look at him. He's got one big appetite.
Big? It's huge.
How much does he eat?
Clifford hears.
Well?
Clifford eats quite a lot.
I can't imagine trying to keep up with that appetite. I'll bet he eats more in a week than all the pets on Birdwell Island eat in a year.
Well, yes, but...
He's like a bottomless pit. Huh? Why, he'll eat you out of house and home.
Well, I wouldn't.
Feeding him must be a big problem.
Well, it isn't always easy.
Well, that's for sure. But we love Clifford.
He's one of the family.
Clifford runs away.
Clifford packs quite an appetite.
How much does he eat a year?
Clifford eats quite a lot.
Feeding him must be a big problem.
He sees faces reflected in mud puddles.
How can you afford to feed that dog? He eats so much.
Problem? Well, we mortgaged the house.
The winners get fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of tummy yummies. That's it?
Cleo and T-Bone play tug of war. Clifford damages a fence as he jumps.
Hey, Clifford, how's it going?
That ad. Where's that ad from Larry's Amazing Animals?
Over there. Why?
What do you need that for? I'm a problem. Mr. Bleakman said so. I eat too much and they can't afford to feed me.
What?
Maybe you misunderstood them. I'm always misunderstanding things.
You don't say.
No, T-Bone. I heard him loud and clear. I'm gonna join Larry's show and win that Tummy Yummies contest. And leave Emily Elizabeth? Not forever. Just long enough to win a lifetime supply of food. Clifford, are you sure? I mean, maybe if you waited. I can't wait, T-Bone. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm leaving. Goodbye, you guys.
Clifford carefully bites the poster and goes. His friends watch through broken fence boards.
Bye, big guy.
Bye.
Later, at night, Clifford lays in his doghouse. As Emily Elizabeth approaches, he lifts an ear.
Hey, boy. You get a good night's sleep, okay?
Woof.
I love you, Clifford.
Clifford nudges her.
One more?
He brightens.
Okay. You're the best, Clifford.
She kisses his snout and goes. Clifford spots the poster.
You've gotta get lost if you wanna get found.
He slips it under his pillow and lays down.
Gotta wind up to get unwound. Things only look up from down below.
Clifford goes to Emily Elizabeth's window.
Goodbye, Emily Elizabeth. I'll come back to you soon. I promise.
He goes.
It only gets better after it gets worse.
He is at the water's edge.
Happy ever after needs a scary part first. You've got to fall off to get back on. And I can't come home till I'm gone.
As a wave washes over his paws, he gazes across the blue water.
Hey, not so fast, big guy. We're not gonna let you go. great big adventure without us.
T-Bone gets caught in a fence and trips.
You guys would do that for me?
Are you kidding? We'd do anything for you, Clifford.
Yeah. And anyway, we'll be back soon, right?
Faster than you can say tummy yummies.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Absolutely.
Positively.
Come on, let's get a move on. My fans are waiting.
Cleo climbs onto Clifford's head and twirls. T-Bone follows.
The sun only rises from a dark, dark sky.
I go run.
Hey, this is my spot.
You were in front the last time.
Was not.
Was two.
Was not.
Two.
Was not.
Was two.
Was not.
Okay, okay. We'll take turns. My turn first.
Clifford wades into the deep water.
And I can't come home until I go. And I can't come home.
Outside Emily Elizabeth's window, three baby chicks are in the bird's nest. Inside, Emily Elizabeth wakes up. She jumps out of bed and runs to her window.
Good morning, Cliff!
On her balcony, she searches.
Clifford? I wonder where he is.
On a dock, two fishermen spot Clifford.
What in the world?
He rises out of the water. Leaping onto the dock, he soaks them. The scared fishermen fall in the water.
Today's weather calls for another sunny day, not a cloud in the sky.
On the beach.
What's the matter with those guys? They look scared.
Maybe they saw a shark in the water.
And to think we were just out there. Ooh-wee, look at all the cars.
Wow. All the people.
Clifford gazes down a busy city street. At a crosswalk, a police officer blocks traffic.
Huh?
Clifford towers over him.
That's the biggest dog I've ever seen!
Dog?
Is that a dog?
Mary, will you get me the chief?
What's up?
These people are acting really strange. What's up with them?
I think it's us that's up with them.
Huh? I think they're scared.
Of what? Of me?
I'm afraid so, big guy.
In their apartments, people shut their curtains.
But once they get to know me...
On the street, people flee.
No time for that now, come on!
Clifford ducks into an alley. Cleo and T-Bone climb down from Clifford's head.
Now what?
We need a plan.
Okay, who has a plan?
Hello, I do, of course.
Are you sure?
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well...
Don't answer that. Stick close and follow me. Ready, guys?
She leads them back onto the sidewalk. Tires roll past, followed by the dogs. They escape to the forest.
Well, that worked well, don't you think?
What was the plan again?
Emily Elizabeth searches the neighborhood on her bike. She encounters a friend at the water's edge.
Any luck?
Nope. Did you go by the lighthouse?
Check.
The park?
Double check. I talked to Mrs. Diller and Sheriff Lewis. They said Cleo and T-Bone are missing too.
Weird. It's like they're not even on the island anymore.
I think you're right. Look!
They find giant paw prints in the sand.
Where do you think he went?
I don't know. But I do know he's with Cleo and T-Bone.
I don't get it. Why would they leave?
I wish I knew.
Emily Elizabeth and her friend gaze across the water toward land beyond. Later, Clifford, Cleo, and T-Bone mope through a forest. As T-Bone lifts his head, a drop of water from a water tank hits his nose. He licks it.
K- Can we rest for a minute? I'm thirsty.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just that if we don't catch up to the carnival tonight, we'll never find them.
Clifford lifts them up to a platform. T-Bone drinks from a leaky pipe. Clifford removes the roof of the water tank so he and Cleo can drink. Cleo admires her reflection.
You know, a catnap wouldn't hurt.
Can dogs take catnaps?
We can't rest here. I gotta stay out of sight.
Hey, why don't we stop over there where that carnival is shutting down?
Carnival?
Over there, see?
In the distance, carnival lights glow. Cleo hops on Clifford.
Guys, what about me?
He grabs Clifford's tail.
Larry, I found it first.
Larry's animals pack.
This thing.
Okay, gang. Plan number B, we gotta pack all over again.
Clifford appears.
Holy cow, you guys are back!
Amigos!
Ooh, we never thought we'd find you guys.
So bitten by the showbiz bug after all, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yes!
I knew it! No one in their right mind can resist the glow of the spotlight.
You...
Uh-oh. What is it?
You've got tags! Larry would never take you if you already have a family. We're all strays. He only takes in strays.
What? These old things? They're from like five owners ago. We've had these for years.
Well, I just got mine last...
Yeah, but...
Cleo glares.
Oh, these old things?
We just keep them to fool the dog catcher.
Oh, yeah, smart. Okay, now, don't move. I'll go get Larry.
Okay, fantastico. Finally, a girlfriend. I'm so excited. We'll make friendship bracelets and trade lip gloss and bake snickerdoodles.
Cool.
Okay, Shaq. Show me what's so important.
I don't believe it.
He's huge. We could sure use a big red dog at our show, eh, Shaq?
Need a home, guys?
Well, hey, welcome to the family.
Clifford licks him.
Whoa!
And Shackelford, good job, pal. You always come through for us.
Shackelford smiles. Later, the carnival goes dark. Larry reads them a story around a campfire.
And that lovable little mutt went on to fame and fortune as the star of his own movie, Benji, the first of four feature films, as well as subsequent TV movies and even his own television series.
Larry tucks Rodrigo and Dirk into bed, then enters his bus.
I'm such a softy for that story.
No one knew his craft like Benji. He's the reason I'm in the business.
Oh, isn't showbiz great?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Really great.
Best. It's a good thing we're having such a good time and we're not homesick or anything.
Yeah, right. Right.
As T-Bone frowns, Clifford gazes up at the full moon. In her yard, Emily Elizabeth gazes at the same moon. She wanders into Clifford's massive doghouse.
You gotta get lost if you wanna get found. Yeah. Gotta wind up to get unwound.
Running her hand over a drawing of Clifford, she hangs her head. Crossing the giant rug, she sinks onto Clifford's pillow. The corner of the poster catches her eye. She removes it.
Talent contest. Tummy yummies.
In his bus, Larry tows Clifford in the trailer. In a field, they set up.
We got talent. We got tricks. So get your tickets and get your tricks. Larry is amazing.
Well, looks like our work here is done. Now I've got some tickets to sell, gang. We're gonna pack them in tonight.
Later, as guests find seats, the animals are backstage.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it our turn yet? Huh? Huh? No, no. You guys coming at the end.
Star of our show.
That's my cue. You three just watch and learn.
The famous, irrepressible, sensational Shackelford, the high-flying ferret.
He is on a high platform.
Oh, please let this go well.
He swings on his trapeze and lands on Dorothy.
That's Shackelford.
Shackelford juggles.
All right, Dorothy, you're doing real good. Gravity is your friend.
A butterfly lands on her nose. She twitches. Dorothy teeters. The juggling pins fall. Shackelford grabs a trapeze. Dorothy grabs his legs. They swing over the crowd. Rodrigo and Dirk are on a platform. As Dorothy grabs it, the pole bends. Rodrigo and Dirk are pulled out. A rope attached to the pole is pulled tight. It lifts the fabric walls in the air. Larry reaches for Dirk's feet but turns on the rockets. The animals cling to each other as they crash through the stage and spin in circles overhead.
Let's go!
A mother grabs her daughter as the animals blast skyward. Shackelford grabs a rope. Dorothy grabs him. He stretches and is catapulted onto a platform. Clifford catches Rodrigo in his paw. Dorothy slides down his back and poses. Dirk spirals through the sky in a cloud of smoke, then erupts in fireworks. He parachutes onto Clifford's nose.
Jordan.
Why, ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Red to the rescue!
Later, in the tent.
Oh man, that was like way rad, Big Red!
That's our Clifford!
The greatest!
Oh, you're my hero, Clifford. Thank you.
She kisses him.
Aw, thanks. I was just helping, that's all.
Hey, well done, Clifford, my man! That was one lucky break. We were all a tail wag away from disaster. Good stuff, good stuff. But let's not let that happen again, right, team? We can't depend on an accident to save the show. So, Dorothy. You know you're my girl, right? And I know that soon you are going to really master this act that we've been over 100 times. You just need to practice and not look down.
Don't look down. Don't look down. Right, Shackelford.
And you, Dirk. Ever heard of too much of a good thing? Well, now you have. Gotta ease up on the throttle. Does that thing have a downshift?
Whoa, but bro, I got a need for speed.
You need not end up in the audience every show.
What about me, Shackelford? How did I do?
Oh, you, my little amigo, need to focus on keeping those weights up, 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 instead of down, down, down. You almost flattened me like a tortilla.
Perdón.
Shackelford, did we do okay?
Okay? Yes, you did okay. We all did okay, but okay is not enough. Okay does not dazzle. Okay does not delight. And okay does not, I repeat, does not win contests. We need to be
fantastic. That was truly amazing. That was our best show ever. Big Red, you stole the show. If you guys keep up what you did out there tonight, we'll be sure to make it into that contest. And thanks to Big Red, I bet we can win it. Thanks, pal. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have Big Red.
Larry pats Shackelford and goes. The ferret's spiky hair droops.
Do we get the tummy yummy soon?
At Emily Elizabeth's.
Hello? I'm calling to report 3 lost dogs. The first one is extremely friendly, red, and he's as big as a house. No, I am not crazy. Don't worry. We'll find him.
I know we will. Thanks, Mr. B.
Emily Elizabeth hugs Morris. Later, the animals doze around the dying campfire. Clifford wakes. Dorothy practices.
Help!
Hi, Dorothy.
She falls.
Sorry, I didn't mean to surprise you.
No, oh, don't worry. It's not the first time this cow's been tipped.
You sure you're all right?
Oh, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I have this little problem with heights.
Really? You do?
Well, I know it's hard to believe. I mean, I make it look so easy out there, but it is not. I mean, I get scared when I'm up there, and then I mess up, and now I'm all worried that I'm going to ruin our chances to win the big contest, and everyone will be so disappointed, and I just feel awful.
Well, back home, whenever Emily Elizabeth...
Who?
Whenever a friend of mine felt bad, I'd give her a ride. A ride always helped make her feel better.
A ride? Really? Well, can I try?
Sure, hop on.
Can I trust you with my secret? Hold it tightly in your hand.
Clifford walks.
Don't go showing anybody. I don't think they'd understand.
The cow grips his collar.
If I tell you never dropped anybody, right, Clifford?
A gosling lands on her.
Get my head out of the sand.
Its mother arrives and they fly off together. Dorothy smiles and stands.
This is great!
See, I thought it might help you feel better.
Oh, this is exactly what I needed. I'm really high up and I'm not scared.
Larry enters the show enclosure.
No!
Holy cow!
On her tight rope, Dorothy stands on one hoof.
No!
Big Red!
First you saved the show, and now you help Dorothy. You really are amazing!
Shackelford sags. Now, Larry drives his show across the United States.
Oh, it's a big time! Tremendously enormous, it's a grand time. Enormously humongous, it's a huge time. I'm saying size of little big time for making it big.
A montage shows the animals performing. Sailing through the air, Cleo lands on the animal stacked on Clifford's head.
Lifetime. It's vigorous, it's a big time for making
it. T-Bone claps. Shackelford glares. As the show tours the country, newspapers feature Clifford's picture and headlines reading, Bow Wow, and Hot Dog.
It's fun. We're large and we're in charge. Oh, it's a big time.
On stage, Rodrigo lifts weights. He stumbles toward Shackelford. Clifford saves them. Shackelford glowers.
It's a big time for making it big. So put away your baby boots.
In a desert, the caravan struggles up a hill. Shackelford sneers in the side view mirror at Clifford. The caravan reaches the top and sails down the other side. Dirk blasts off the ramp.
It's a big time for making it big.
T-Bone holds red Clifford balloons. Crowds cheer.
It's a big time for making it big.
Clifford poses for photos. Newspapers feature him. At his ticket booth, Larry unrolls a sold-out sign. Now, he paints.
There. That about does it.
Hey guys, come here! Dorothy, Shackelford, come over and have a look!
He unveils the new sign. It features Clifford in the center.
Ta-da! Isn't it great?
Shackelford frowns.
Pretty good.
don't you think?
Thanks to all of you, this show has become better than I ever imagined.
Larry is with Shackelford.
Who'd have thought we'd come this far this fast, huh?
I guess you knew, though, huh? That big dog makes a big difference.
Shackelford storms off as a limo appears. A man in cowboy boots and expensive clothes gets out.
Mr. Gablebottom.
That's Gable Gobble. Gable like Clark, gobble like turkey.
Congratulations. I'm a representative of Mr. George C. Wolfsbottom, CEO of the Tummy Yummies Corporation. You've been chosen to compete in our national animal talent contest.
Where? When is it?
Tomorrow night, Shangri-Large.
This is it, you guys. This is the big break we've been waiting for. We're gonna make it. I've gotta call PT.
Woohoo! Where's Shackelford? He's gotta hear this. Hey, Shackelford! Hey! You missed the big news.
Always with the big.
A guy from Tummy Yummies told Larry we get to perform in the contest tomorrow night. Fame, fortune, and Tummy Yummies, here we come!
Oh, yay, yay, yay.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy?
Happy? Oh, I'm happy for you. After all, isn't this what it's all about? You and your Tummy Yummies?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been hoping for.
You know, I wonder what's bigger. You or your stomach?
What do you mean?
You heard me loud and clear. Tummy Yummies! Tummy Yummies! Now do I get my Tummy Yummies? Where are my Tummy Yummies? Am I there yet? I need my Tummy Yummies. Sound familiar?
No,
pal. I'm the one who's sorry. I should have never asked you to join up with us anyway. We were all better off without you.
Taken aback, Clifford stalks away. Dorothy overhears. Glancing over his shoulder, Clifford marches out into the desert. Watching him go, Shackelford plops down on a rock. Dorothy glares at Shackelford's back. Later, on a cliff's edge, Clifford watches the sunset.
Where were you? You missed a great rehearsal.
Yeah. Check out our new trick.
They backflip.
Ta-da!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spit it out.
I'm going home.
We're all going after we win the contest tomorrow, right?
No. I'm going home now.
What?
Clifford, what about the contest and the lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies and helping Emily Elizabeth?
I miss Emily Elizabeth, and I'm going home.
But Larry and the animals need you.
Shackelford said they were better off without me.
But that's not true. You're the best thing that's ever happened to them.
It doesn't matter anymore. Are you guys coming with me?
Of course. Yeah, we're a team, right?
Yeah, we gotta stick together.
They climb on his head.
Birdwell Island, here we come.
Goodbye, fame. Goodbye, glamour.
Goodbye, amazing animals.
They head off toward the setting sun. At Larry's, Rodrigo wakes by the smoldering fire.
Big Red! Big Red! Puffy, little guy! Yoo-hoo! Where are you? Hey, guys, I can't find Big Red, Puffy, or Little Guy.
Hmm? I think they left us.
They didn't even bother to say later, dude. Why would they do that?
Good question. Any idea why they'd leave Shackelford?
What's it matter anyway, huh? Just goes to show you who your friends are. Like I always say, you've got to go with what you got.
I never heard you say that.
We were fine before Clifford.
Yeah, but fine doesn't win contests.
Bad news, guys. It looks like they're gone. I hope they're all right. Wherever they are.
He comforts the animals.
Look, gang, I know everyone's upset. This isn't the way we would have wanted it, but the show must go on. We're going to Shangri-Large, and we'll find them after the show.
Emily Elizabeth, here I come.
It's gonna be great to be back home, isn't it, T?
Yeah. It's too bad we're not going back with the tummy yummies, though.
Well, at least we're going back to where we're appreciated. Right, Cleo?
Right.
I thought they were pretty nice to us. And that Larry sure was a great guy. He took good care of everyone.
Yeah, he sure did.
Too bad. Now they'll never win the contest.
Mm-hmm. No Clifford? No Cleo? No way.
But sure they will.
Are you kidding? They'll never win without you.
They don't stand a chance.
Pausing, Clifford glances back the way they came. At night, Larry drives on a narrow mountain road.
Hey, gang, take a look at that. Shangri-Large!
Woo-hoo!
We made it! Tummy yummies, here we come. Nothing can stop us now.
Oh, no.
Please, no. No, not again. Don't do this to me.
Not today.
Oh, please, baby.
The bus stops.
Sit tight while I check it out. I'm sure it's nothing.
That sounded bogus.
It's just a thingamajigger. You see? Not so bad. Great. Just great. What are we going to do now?
Well, at least things couldn't get any worse. Don't worry, guys.
The bus rolls backward. Larry runs after it.
Hey, don't worry here. I run.
We're moving.
Yeah, backwards.
It reverses around a curve. Inside, the animals cower. Larry jumps in the driver's seat. The bus speeds toward a cliff.
What?
Suddenly, it rolls slowly uphill.
Big Rat to the rescue!
Clifford pushes the bus to the hilltop. With a running jump, Clifford gets in his seat behind the bus. In the distance, the Shangri-Large Palace shines brightly in the night sky.
Hey, guys! Welcome back!
Hi, Dorothy!
Thank you for coming back, Clifford. It really means a lot to us, and even to Shackelford.
Shackelford glares.
I'm not so sure, Dorothy.
Listen. I know that he was pretty harsh to you yesterday. I think he was just feeling replaced by you.
Replaced? How? All I wanted to do is help.
I know, Clifford. It's not your fault. He's just not the most secure ferret in the world. But he means well.
Whatever, Dorothy.
They approach the Shining Palace. Cruising down the main street, the animals gaze at the colorful buildings and flashing lights.
Wow!
Rock on, dude!
Larry's caravan pulls up to a tall pink hotel. In a full theater, the hosts take the stage.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we present the final act, I'd like to introduce the man who made this incredible show possible.
Backstage.
Ben!
Madison.
What is it, honey? Have you made up your mind?
No, they're all lame.
And now, without further ado, Mr. George C. Wolfsbottom.
Oh, I'll be right back, sweetie.
Remember, you promised.
Woo!
Madison spots Clifford.
Now we're talking. That's a whole other red.
And now for our final act of the evening, a traveling animal show that has toured all over the country.
Ooh.
Let's give it up for Larry's amazing animals.
Running on stage under a spotlight, Rodrigo hops on a platform under his weights. The platform rises. Blowing a kiss to the crowd, Cleo stands on one end of a seesaw. She signals to Rodrigo. Rodrigo gives a thumbs up and stands under the barbell. With all his strength, he lifts the weight above his head. He jumps and lands on the seesaw. He and Cleo launch through the air. As Dorothy balances on her tightrope, Cleo lands on her head. Now, Rodrigo lands on her. Next, three rings lower from the ceiling. Atop his ramp, Dirk presses a button on his helmet. A scope lowers over his eye. He turns on his rocket jet pack and zooms down the ramp. Taking to the air, he whizzes through the rings then over the excited crowd. He speeds past Dorothy, who falls. Dirk parachutes. Clifford runs onto the stage. The animals land on his tail. He flicks them onto his back. As cameras flash, Shackelford waves from his trapeze platform. T-Bone is on another. They swing toward each other. Shackelford flips in the air. His feet hold the trapeze. Flipping past each other, they trade trapeze bars. On their next swing, they collide and plummet. Clifford catches them and trots around the stage. Then, flinging them in the air, he drops on his back. With his hind paws, he bounces them in circles then catches them on his nose in a stack. In the crowd, Larry claps. The animals slide down Clifford's back and pose together. At home, Emily Elizabeth draws. She doesn't notice Clifford on the screen.
That dog is incredible. He's humongous. Never seen anything like him.
Emily Elizabeth turns.
Clifford!
Hello?
Sheriff Lewis answers.
Hello? Yes, I know.
I saw it too.
My little puffball on TV.
A dog delivers an envelope to the hosts.
And the winner of the Tummy Yummies Talent Contest is...
On stage, animals wait anxiously. A lion is on a beach ball. It deflates. Shackelford hugs Larry, who bites his nails.
Larry's amazing animals!
Balloons drop and the audience stands. Shackelford hugs Cleo and T-Bone, kisses Dorothy, then poses for the crowd.
Good boy.
Larry hugs Clifford.
I've never done it without you.
Larry carries Shackelford on his shoulders. Off stage, Madison whispers to her father. He goes. Madison sneers. Fans mob the winners. A girl wants an autograph, but George sticks a paper in front.
Here you go. Hey, hello.
George signals two guards, then turns to Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby mother.
For what?
For signing the contract.
What's going on? What is this?
That, partner, is our deal.
But you didn't give me a chance to...
Gable gobble, listen to me. You just won the contest.
I didn't even read it first. Shouldn't I know what's in it before I sign it?
Don't you want fame?
Well, yes.
Fortune?
Of course, but...
And a lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies?
Yes.
Then a deal's a deal, mano a mano. You and your animals will be a-living it up in the Wolf's Bottom Royal Suite. We'll discuss the details later. In the meantime, enjoy the best the hotel has to offer.
The guards lure Clifford away.
Hear that, gang? We did it! We hit the big time! They like us. They really, really like us.
He hugs them.
Guys, where's Big Red?
Outside.
Stop! Stop!
Clifford is taken away in a big truck. Larry runs into traffic.
Big Red. Don't worry, guys. This isn't over yet. Contract or no contract, I'm gonna get Big Red back. No matter what.
At night, inside a huge dark mansion, Clifford towers over George and Madison.
Daddy, you did it! You did it! He's absolutely huge! He goes with my collection perfectly.
Yeah, he's something, all right. He's got to be the biggest dang dog I've ever seen.
And he's mine! All mine! I've even got the perfect name, Clancy!
Duty calls, sweetie.
Come on, Clancy. Come see my collection, boy. Come on.
Clifford follows.
The world's biggest dollhouse, check. The world's biggest carousel, check. And now, the world's biggest dog, check. Isn't it great? You're gonna love it here. Everything's just your size. Okay, Clancy, let's play pony ride.
Madison climbs Clifford's ear up to his back, then slaps him. Clifford gallops. At the hotel, Larry and the animals are shown into a luxury suite. The bellboy holds out his palm to Larry. Larry gives it a friendly shake, then enters the suite. The bellboy sneers.
You guys relax. I'm calling Wolfspot and we'll get Big Red back before you know it.
Larry goes. As the others rest, Shackelford turns on the stereo.
Wow! Party! Party of a good time.
He dances.
Party time. Hot like Hollywood time.
Cleo turns off the music.
Ooh, check it out! A waterbed!
Fish float inside. They take interest as Shackelford presses his face against the bed. Next, he bounces.
Sure beats a lumpy seat in the back of the bus, huh, gang? Ooh, finally the sweet smell of success. Ooh. Or is it snacks?
He finds the fridge fully stocked.
Whoa! Snacks galore! It is all free!
He feasts.
Who wants popcorn?
Noting his friends' long faces, he brings them a tray of drinks.
Hey, Dorothy! Look, girl! Non-dairy creamer!
No thanks, I'm not hungry.
Shackelford offers Rodrigo a fruit cocktail.
Rodrigo, mi hermano! Guava cactus, baby, your favorite!
No gracias.
What is wrong with you guys? You should be happy!
I don't know, Shackelford. It just doesn't seem right without Clifford.
I get with Clifford?
Clifford's the best. He believed in us.
Yeah, he should be here with us, man.
He made me feel so dainty.
Her sofa breaks.
All he cared about was the food. He was only in it for the eats. Once he won it, he was out of here. He didn't care about us. He was in it for himself. Everything that dog did was just for himself.
He did it for Emily!
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Who is Emily?
Emily Elizabeth. She's his owner back on Birdwell Island.
Cleo opens a trunk and removes her and T-Bone's tags. Then, she pulls out Clifford's giant tag and rolls it across the floor.
But you said you didn't have families. You said these tags were fake and you only use them to fool the dog catcher. Why would you make that up?
Because you said Larry wouldn't take us in if we had owners. Clifford really needed to win that dog food to help Emily Elizabeth and the Howards. We had no other choice.
Oh, man. So all Big Red wanted was to help out his family.
He sits on the waterbed.
I messed up, guys.
I guess it's not your fault. You just didn't know.
But now I do. Let's go.
Where?
To see a man about a dog.
In the lobby, Larry is on the phone.
You dognapped Big Red, and I want him back.
Well, that's too bad, because Clancy just loves his new life of luxury. He's a Wolfspot now.
Hey, buddy. What's the matter?
Shackelford gives way to Cleo and T-Bone.
You have owners?
He spots their tags. Shackelford rolls in Clifford's. Larry touches the tag.
We have a dog to fetch.
Hello?
Are you by chance the owner of a very large, very red dog?
In the dark, Larry's bus stops at the gates to the Wolfspottom Mansion. A guard greets them.
Morning.
Howdy!
Who are you here to see, sir?
I'm Larry Gablegobble, and I'm here to see Mr. Wolfspot.
What about?
well, It's about, your lawn. You know, I could make it greener.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
But I only need a minute.
So much for plan A.
Mm-hmm. Then it's time for plan double A.
Double A?
Amazing animals. Cleo, special connecting cable.
Got it.
Dorothy, auxiliary transport system.
Got it.
Dirk, grapple hook.
Dude, for sure.
All right, team, this is it. This is not a contest. It's the real thing. We're gonna do this to save our friend Clifford. Are you with me? Then let's get ready to rumble.
He climbs through the ceiling window, then pulls the others up. A guard patrols the gate. Behind him, Dirk flies with his rocket boosters. He holds a bent clothes hanger. On the roof, he wraps a rope around a satellite dish.
Alrighty, let's move, people.
Dorothy carries them up the rope. On a tower, Shackelford lowers rope.
Go, 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 go!
They rappel down to a windowsill. Dorothy comes last. Opening the window, they creep inside.
We're in!
They tiptoe down a long, dark hall.
Follow the master.
Shackelford ducks and weaves through crisscrossing security lasers. Cleo hops through and T-Bone crawls underneath. The others follow. Shackelford pulls on Clifford's prison door.
Locked! Up there!
On each other's shoulders, they make a tower. Shackelford climbs into a vent and lowers himself by a rope into the cell.
Shackelford!
What are you doing here?
I'm here to spring you out of this palatial prison. We came to get you out of here. And, well, because I had you all wrong, I wanted to tell you how really, really sorry I am. No! Ow! Okay, come on now, no time for that. We gotta go.
He pushes a button. The cell opens.
Yes! Ooh.
Hey! Whoa. Good to see you all!
Oh, good to see you! Could we please get out of here? Come on! Uh-oh.
T-Bone hits a laser.
Hold it right there!
They flee. Three guards chase them.
Hey.
They have nets.
Oh. Let's get out of here!
Cleo and T-Bone dodge guards.
Come on!
This way!
Go!
Clifford stops.
The kids got our own theme park!
The guards enter.
Hit the lights.
The room lights up. Dorothy boards a train. Rodrigo dodges a guard. He is on a carousel.
Get him! Uh-oh! They spotted Rodrigo! We gotta get a move on!
A drawbridge lowers.
I got the big guy cornered! Huh? No, I don't.
Clifford leaps over him and crashes into a Ferris wheel. Shackelford flies into a tent.
He's getting away! We got you now.
Dorothy's train blocks them. Clifford rolls in the wheel.
Hey!
Come on, baby, come on!
Come on, after him!
Shackelford drives a bumper car. The guards chase him.
Hang on, guys!
The closing door crushes Clifford's Ferris wheel. He flees from the guards. The others escape out a window. On the stairs.
There they are!
Get them!
Many guards advance. He slides down a banister.
Come on, Red, move!
Guards wait at the bottom. As he launches off the end, guards collide. A guard tries to close a heavy door. Shackelford swings off a chandelier, then slides down the wall. He pulls the door lever. They escape. Outside, guards twirl lassos.
We have you surrounded!
Swinging on a rope, Dorothy bowls over the guards. Larry's bus crashes through the gates.
Good going, gang!
Guards and bumper cars crash into a fountain. Wolfsbottom's car blocks the gate.
What are you doing with my dog?
That's my dog!
Emily Elizabeth marches up.
Who are you?
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and Clifford belongs to me!
Woof, woof!
Clifford!
Oh, Clifford. Oh, I've missed you so much. I love you, boy.
Emily Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, but a deal's a deal.
Daddy.
What is it, sugar?
Let her keep them. Clancy belonged to her first. It's only fair.
But, sweetie.
And the tummy yummies.
Oh, all right. You and your animals won that contest fair and square. You all deserve it. Put her there.
Mr. Gable Gobble, thanks for calling and explaining everything to me. And thanks for taking care of Clifford.
The pleasure was all mine. We love Big Red. I mean, Clifford. We're really gonna miss him. Well, Big Red, thanks for everything, boy. I get to keep my family because of you.
He hugs Clifford.
Oh.
Bye, guys. I'm gonna miss you.
We'll miss you, too.
Hey, Clifford! Thanks for being such a good pal.
Thanks for rescuing me.
We'll always be friends, right? Big guy?
Right.
They high five.
Hey, cut that out.
He drips with Clifford's slobber.
We'll be back next year.
Hey, guys, sorry, but we gotta head out.
Shackelford waves from the bus door. Cleo and T-Bone climb on Clifford.
Goodbye, you guys. We'll miss you.
Larry drives away.
Goodbye, amazing animals.
Hey, boy, you're the best.
Emily Elizabeth hugs his paw. In her backyard, Mrs. Diller's coffee shakes.
Guess who's back?
You and me.
A man rakes. As Clifford passes, the leaves are blown into a bin.
Thanks, Clifford. Hey, it's Clifford.
A baker tosses Clifford a giant bone.
And me. You and me.
Clifford bounds past school children. Morris cleans his car.
There. Ah, spotless. Woo, woo, woo.
Clifford runs through a mud puddle, splashing Morris and his car.
Oh, Clifford!
It's good to have you back.
Bye!
Soaking wet, Morris waves. Now, with Emily Elizabeth on his back, Clifford gallops over the sandy beach. A seagull soars over the forest as the autumn leaves begin to change color. The calm blue waters lap the shoreline. The gull circles higher into the sky, above bone-shaped Birdwell Island. Credits, for John. Directed by Robert Ramirez. Produced by Deborah Forte. Screenplay by Rhett Reese and Robert Ramirez. Based on the Scholastic book series Clifford the Big Red Dog, written by Norman Bridwell. Supervising producer, Liz Young. Co-producers, Jeff Kaminsky and Martha Atwater. Music composed by Jody Gray. Edited by Monty Bramer.
To get unwound, things only look up from down.
Cast, John Ritter as Clifford, Wayne Brady as Shackelford, Gray Delisle as Emily Elizabeth and Mrs. Howard, Jenna Elfman as Dorothy, John Goodman as George Wolfsbottom, Jess Harnell as Dirk, Kel Mitchell as T-Bone, Judge Reinhold as Larry. Kath Susie as Jetta and Madison, Cree Summer as Cleo, Wilma Valderrama as Rodrigo, Earl Bone as Morris, Kim Clark as Mr. Howard and Marcus, Teresa Gensel as Liza, Ernie Hudson as PT, Nick Jameson as Sheriff Lewis and Oren Williams as Charlie. Songs, all words and music by Jody Gray and David Stephen Cohen, Until I Go performed by Kyle Gordon, Party Time performed by Jody Gray, I'm Not Scared Anymore performed by Renee Colon, You and Me performed by Jody Gray. Big Time performed by Jody Gray.
With a piece of you in a piece of me.
Larry's Amazing Animals performed by Jody Gray. Until I Go reprise performed by Laura Berman. Home Where I Belong words and music by Kel Mitchell. Published by Lyric Cole Productions, Incorporated. Performed by Romaine Jones.
Rises from a dark, dark sky. Answers only come to satisfy why. Handsome is goodbye. Comes back hello. And I can't come home until I go. And I can't come.
I miss the ocean breeze, the swaying of the palm trees, the love of my family. I miss them all. The warm hellos from a neighbor and the good feeling that it gave ya. Things haven't been the same since the day you said goodbye.
Oh, sweet.
Copyright 2004. Scholastic Entertainment Incorporated. All rights reserved.
I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared anymore.
Logo. Scholastic. Logo, Warner Brothers Pictures.